From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Antonio Guterres took the oath of office Monday as a United Nations 9th Secretary General, vowing to shake up the world body as it confronts global crisis and uncertainty following the election of Donald Trump. During a ceremony at the General Assembly, the former Prime Minister of Portugal placed a hand on the UN Charter and took the oath of office administered by the President of the General Assembly, Peter Thomson. The first former head of the government at the UN helm, Guterres takes over from Ban Ki-moon on January 1st. A day after President-elect Donald Trump again disputed U.S. intelligence agencies' conclusions that Russia used cyber attacks to meddle in last month's presidential election, the Senate's Republican majority leader voiced confidence in the CIA. VOA's Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
The Russians are not our friends.
Senator Mitch McConnell told reporters Russian hacking must be taken seriously.
Obviously, any foreign breach of our cybersecurity measures is disturbing. This simply cannot be a partisan issue.
McConnell did not call for a special congressional committee to lead the probe, saying existing committees can do the job. He weighed in as new questions arose about the relationship President-elect Donald Trump will have with intelligence agencies.
I have the highest confidence in the intelligence community and especially the central intelligence agencies.
Trump has dismissed CIA assertions of Russian hacking as the Obama administration diverting attention from Democratic electoral losses. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
You're listening to VOA News. Beijing issued its first clear warning Monday over Donald Trump's fiery rhetoric, as state media said that China could back forces hostile to the U.S. if the president-elect follows through with threats to drop Washington's One China policy. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said he wanted to stress that Taiwan issue involves China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Adhering to a One China principle is a foundation for the development of China-U.S. relations. The comments come in response to Trump's remark in an interview Sunday that he did not see why Washington must be bound by a One China policy unless we make a deal with China having to do with other things, including trade. The Syrian army recaptured a major district of Aleppo Monday, leaving rebel fighters cornered in a small area as the battle for the city entered its final stage. Meanwhile, at least 21 civilians, including 5 children, were killed Monday in airstrikes targeting the Islamic State group's Syrian de facto capital of Raqqa, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. They were not able to determine who carried out those raids. The European Union said it sent a plane Monday carrying aid for people in Mosul affected by the offensive to take the Iraqi city from the Islamic State group. The aircraft was carrying 40 tons of supplies and landed in Erbil. The International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde went on trial Monday in a Paris court. She's accused of negligence for allowing a huge handout to a well-connected businessman when she was in the French government. She denies the charges. Egyptian security forces arrested 4 people suspected of involvement in a bomb attack on a Cairo church that killed 24 people. That information comes from President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi Monday. Turkey arrested nearly 200 officials from pro-Kurdish party and struck Kurdish militants in Iraq Monday. It's all in response to this week's twin bombings claimed by radical separatist Kurdish group. As you hear here, meanwhile, Turkish people thronged to mosques Monday to bid farewell to the grisly Istanbul bombings that killed 44 people in a coordinated attack on police outside a soccer stadium in Istanbul. 6 people were arrested Monday in London, as well in other parts of Britain, suspected of planning an act of terrorism.
Now witness the signature of the political dialogue and cooperation agreement between the European Union and its member states on the one part.
The EU and Cuba Monday signed a normalization accord. The accord was signed by the Cuban foreign minister and the EU foreign affairs chief. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.